Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 343.
What's going on, guys?
Brought to you by AU 79 Coffee.
We're in debt to them now. So we're having to, we're not even getting paid, but I'm in debt because we just went and got a coffee and it was a fairly gronk move. I really want to pass the blame onto them, but it was my actions that smashed a keep cup. It was almost like a, it looked antique.
Yeah,
it was like those new things that look antique.
You've done the opposite of what Ruth McGowan's been suggesting. You're going through and just flicking shit off shelves and smashing it.
Well, I sat down on this like, it's like a little makeshift area that people wait for their coffee. Mm. And I sat down and it's got a shelf that isn't on a wall.
Shelf or shelf?
It's a shelf. It's a shelving unit, I'll say that. That's just freestanding. Mm. So you could just push it over. And I sat back and I just sort of leant backwards and it pushed this shelf and I was like, oh no. And then I hear this psh,
which is the sound of ceramic hitting the floor.
Yeah, I was surprised at how well you dealt with it, because I could have just, like, there was a lot of people in this cafe.
Well, the thing is that in that situation normally I would suggest can I pay for it?
Yeah.
And but I think the Tommy Jacket way is just to bury the lead and being going like, fuck, geez, that shelf is not good.
I said to him, please tell me I'm not the first person to have done that. And he said, you're not. And then
asked him to please tell you that, so he was being polite.
Yeah, I guess.
But they moved the whole shelf.
Please tell
after
me,
that.
You get it. The whole thing is no, if someone hadn't. So otherwise he's just being nice. But
probably
for the fact that there's been multiple people who've done it, according to this man,
yeah.
Sort your shelf issue out, bro.
You what?
Sort your shelf issue out, bro.
Okay.
Stop fucking pulling me up shelf.
I didn't hear what you said. I thought you said shellfish. Sort your shellfish out.
It was a bit shellfish that I didn't pay
anyway,
for it.
But you were telling me this morning, I actually wanted to start a new segment called Throwback Thursday, where we bring a food item.
It's
that we remember as a kid, and we can get people like Mr. 97 or 3D Dill to try.
If we've got Throwback Thursday and it's food related, it's too close to Fat Friday. Mm. So then we've got 2 out of 3 shows being centered around food.
Sure.
Josh, we're not having a food show. Our whole show is not going to be a food show. Mm.
I get that.
So
we're going to keep the caramello koala to tomorrow, is what you're saying.
We're going to keep anything that's food related till Friday, because that's our Fat Fridays.
Okay.
Where we can indulge.
If that a 3D deal, you would say that Fat Fridays is the best episode, do you think, that we do?
It's definitely the episode that I look forward to the most.
Okay. There's a presupposition in that, in the way you pose that. It was exactly like
I
me
love
saying,
that you can say presupposition perfectly, but you can't say shelf.
Well, I was just working out whether it's shelf, shelving, the shelving unit. Anyway, you sort of led with it is the best, like you knew the answer or something.
Sure. I'm sorry. 3D to watch what day is your
favorite? No, you're already there. He gets it. We get the Friday.
Yeah, Fat Fridays.
Yeah.
No,
and so
day.
I thought, well, if we just can, what about if we were to do Fat Fridays every day is what I'm thinking. Like maybe we could get to a point where it's, maybe we spread.
No, because what I couldn't handle is the discussion around your weight.
Yeah, sure.
Because it would cause a problem for all of us.
Yeah.
I was watching a video last night of a guy who had, you know, been working at this company for 3 years, and and I know you watched it too. I don't want to talk about who he is, but I did notice.
Oh yes.
That after the 3 years, he showed footage of when he first started, and when he finished. There's a massive weight gain.
Well, Dylan and I were talking specifically
about
that this morning.
Well, I was thinking. The reason I think about it is because I go, where he was working, I could imagine, is high stress. Your cortisol levels are high.
Yeah.
You're not sleeping that much. You're being worked like a fucking racehorse and, you know, getting whipped.
Well, no, yeah. If it was a racehorse, it'd be lean as fuck. It's more like a I'm trying to think of an equivalent. Like a racehorse that does no running and is specifically all around eating burritos.
Yeah, it's all around the eddy. But I was like, oh man, I know it's like the radio industry. You start working there, you're working long hours, shitty food, you want comfort. I've done it. I reckon I was in the worst shape of my life when I was doing breakfast radio.
Agencies as well. There's certain industries that just tend to go on the unhealthy sort of train.
Well, I mean, how many executives? Like, I mean, I know we've done some filming with some corporate clients, and I know that some the executives we've dealt with, I've felt like they hadn't put their health first, and the workers definitely
gone
first.
But they're lean as fuck. A lot of like the top. When you think about certain industries like finance, some of them were super lean. So I get the maybe they're a bit sort of the Craig Bruce mindset where it's like I'm going to spend 3 hours at the gym.
Hey, well, if you don't have the time, I mean, we were on a podcast yesterday that's coming out soon, Uncommon, with Jordan. We were talking about. You know, I can't even remember what I'm about to say.
Well, I was obsessed. I was obsessed with the food stuff because he's got health anxiety.
Yeah, now there's something around the weight.
He blends. He has to blend his food.
I wasn't about that. It wasn't specific.
Yeah, but I fucking loved that story.
He's got health issues that are quite serious, and he needs to do things like, you know, refine what he eats and go back to basics.
But I did offer,
seriously serious.
I did offer on his show. That if we were to have a paramedic on site for a Fat Fridays, whether he would try and eat a burger. Because
I'm quite insensitive at times. I think it's super insensitive. He's actually got a fucking health issue.
He's fine. You're saying, he's fine.
He's got a heart issue, but let's jump into some freezing cold water and I've got a paramedic.
No, he's fine. He just has to blend his food. But he's also he's making progress.
Speaking of insensitivity. Well, we can work out whether it is or not. A friend of mine put up a photo and it was from his car looking forward at a set of lights, and in front was a hearse. Now, a hearse is what carries a dead person to a funeral in the coffin, right?
And that's a weird way of saying it. A dead person to a funeral, like their big event.
Mate, they got to make an appearance.
Yeah.
That's how they get there.
Do you think I have a feeling for my funeral, I don't reckon I need to be there.
Oh, Dad said to me, if you put me in there, and he pointed over at a cemetery when we were picking up the pallets actually for this wall behind us. It was one of those moments, weird conversation with your old man. Yeah. If you put me over there, I'll be pissed.
Where does he want to go?
Cremated.
Okay. Yeah.
He doesn't want to have to take up the land and, you know.
But like, I also don't like the, I don't like the idea of just like being at the front in a fucking box.
Mm.
That's the other bit. Like, I'm not even thinking about like post-show, post-event fucking. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, what happens once the event's done. Mm. But at the actual event, I think I'd prefer to have just like, not even slide. See, the thing is, slideshows have been tainted by funerals.
Yeah. No, I mean, I want it to be, if I would want a celebration, I'd want it to be a bit of a party.
Could we get Mr. 97?
I'd want
building
you all to watch
reel?
My YouTube channel. That's what I'd want. Just watch me YouTube vids.
Surely that. So Mr. 97.
That's the new slideshow of funerals. Absolutely. Casey Neistat dies. You actually have to sit through his 4,000 vlogs.
Yeah. Would you do a clickbait title like "How I Died"?
Oh man!
But
so this insensitive thing that I want to gauge from you guys: photo of this hearse in front, and the caption was. Is it rude to beep your horn at a hearse, or should you just flash your lights? I'm asking for a mate.
So that was because it was slow or something, or like
because, because obviously they hadn't taken off, or you're following behind. Mm. And I mean, the guy might be on the phone who's driving it, or he could have just a wonky hearse in the back that's kind of There's nothing worse than driving with something unsteady in your car that can flutter.
Nothing worse than an unsteady hearse. Title of the show. No, I think it's fine. I think that it's...
to beep him. You think it's all right?
I think beeping, we over beep here in Australia.
Yeah, we definitely do. I was surprised in LA. It's a lot of flashing lights. They're a lot more accepting because more people are suing everyone.
Yeah.
You walk out on the road and they'll stop for you. It's crazy. Mm.
Maybe they listen to the podcast. Maybe they're fans. But the we actually this morning when we were walking, we saw a car toot a pedestrian as the pedestrian was crossing the road, which is fine for the pedestrian to be doing. And the guy tooted. Mm. And what I loved was... The guy was a bit older and he's in the old school.
Oh, two fingers up.
Two fingers up.
So that's like up you, up you.
Up yours.
Well, it's the opposite piece, turn piece around and then just give it a bit of a Bit of a
is that a
up.
Thing in Canada? Do you do that?
Most people just flip someone the middle finger.
Okay, yeah. Just the middle. Yeah, that's why I love the old school. Like, there's some real power in that.
Yeah. It probably would have been phrased with Malacca in there as well back in the day. The Greek blokes at the end of my street.
Yeah.
You know, Malacca.
Well, I actually, I took it upon myself to be the, because that guy walked away and the guy who was heading into Bunnings parked right near us. And I took the moment to, like, you know what? I'm going to stare the guy down.
Don't stare him down. I was listening to, there's this guy who was an ex-bikey who was like one of the top bikies in Sydney.
What's your obsession with bikies?
I don't know. There's something fascinating.
You don't even have your motorcycle license.
I know, but you've never watched Sons of Anarchy.
No, I haven't. But you haven't. You've probably.
Yeah. It's a fascinating world that. I like to understand because it's so far from my existence. Mm. You know, the face tats, not even the motorbikes. I don't care about the motorbikes. I just care about the racketeering and just the ways they make money. Anyway, this guy who's from Sydney that's done a lot of jail time has this podcast.
Some people look up to Richard Branson, others fucking.
I definitely don't look up to these guys. I like watching to gain a perspective that's not mine. And maybe you should, because if you fucking stare down the wrong dude, you're in trouble, beanie boy.
No, well, I think that with the beanies, beanie's giving me more confidence. Did you notice my stare down or no?
Yeah, I just kept looking straight ahead.
Yeah, good.
I didn't want to get into anything.
Yeah.
I'm an international here. If I get into trouble, it's a lot more.
Yeah. So big this deal. This bikey said, he's like, mate, there's one thing for certain.
Don't do the accent.
No, I just do. I'm doing what he says. Mate, there's one thing for certain.
He's dropped it.
So. If I'm looking at someone, now I've gone Australian. If I'm looking at someone, I'm not fucking looking away. Like if I'm staring at someone, I'm not looking away because it's the sign of a weak man who looks away first. And his point was he's got into a bunch of fights from having a stare down. So if your mind is like, oh, well, I just got to stare this guy down. So you're just doing doing what a stare down is. But then you're looking at a guy who's an ex-bikey that will actually come and crack your skull.
I think maybe the confidence was that I knew that he wasn't part of the stare down. I was staring him down. He wasn't looking at me.
But you just get locked in a stare down.
Yeah.
It's very.
Maybe I wasn't in a stare down. Maybe I just looked at the guy.
I think you just looked at him. Don't fucking stare down people, especially when you're thinking, I'm going to stare him down. I'm going to look over there to sort of.
Well, Bree's done that before. Bree gave someone the middle finger. I was driving. When I was driving.
Yeah.
And fucking. Then the guy came after us.
Did he?
He started like fucking overtaking people and slamming on his brakes in front of us. I was like, are you happy you did that, babe? We're about to die because you were being silly.
Road rage is serious.
Yeah. Man. Well, that's the thing. That's what I think that.
I mean, we're lucky here that there's not as many guns. You know, there's a lot of guns in America that people could be carrying a gun.
You just touched my hand.
Don't touch me. Don't ever touch me.
But you touched me.
Yeah, but don't ever touch me.
Can we see it? Can we get a snippet of just you touching me?
Actually, that's
a funny highlight because you've done that multiple
times. So
I think I've ever touched you. It's always been the other way around.
Yeah, I'm glad you never touched me, to be honest. You should be thankful that I've touched you. Amy called me just before. She said that she was listening to yesterday's podcast and she said, so funny, the oof that we all say that I thought I never said.
Yeah.
And I looked at you two gronks and thought, I was probably, in my mind, I'm thinking, you fucking idiots. In real life, I was actually probably going, oof.
She said,
do that so much.
Really? Is it coming from me? Did I start it?
Definitely. I don't know.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. No, but the funny thing is, even we pressed record on this just 3 seconds before we record on the show, 97.
Oof. Yeah.
And I said, what's that? What's that? He's like, sitting down. So I think we're overusing the oof now.
Yeah.
Because and the thing is, if we know anything, Mr. 97 is an overreactor.
Yeah.
And there's nothing more annoying that if I walk into the office, oof.
Yeah.
So sit it, you say it, oof. Oh, man, Premiere Pro's crashed, oof.
If you're listening to this podcast, because I think, you know, you guys are here with us, Dylan 97, but I think there's probably
3D Dill.
3D Dill. Sorry, 3D Dill. Mr. 3D Dill.
Mr. 3D. Sir 3D Dill.
If you're listening and you've picked up any of our sayings, it was early days, someone was saying that they say bro, because I say bro a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And so they were like, I've picked up the bro. If you've picked up oof, Absolutely not. Gronk.
Yeah.
Like calling people gronks. I'm proud of you.
Well, I stand by the phrase, sort of live by it.
Yeah.
Don't bro me until you know me.
Never say that in my presence. Don't bro me till you know me.
But it's actually more sort of a critique of you calling me bro.
Yeah.
So you can't critique my...
Yeah, but I know you, so I can bro you.
Yeah, no, you can, absolutely. But the guy at the protein shop...
Oh, he'll call you bro.
But don't bro me until...
What can you say? Mate, bro. I mean, these things are just used bro because you don't know their name. And if I see someone that I haven't seen in a while, hey, you know, hey, mate.
Mm.
I saw a woman at Oasis Bakery, one of the favourite, no pay, no say, but I'll mention them because they're a great establishment.
You should take 3D Dool there.
Oh, yeah.
Today.
Get you a
throwback
big,
Thursday.
Big chicken cheeser. Oh, they're like a Lebanese baker. It's
chicken cheeser.
Big chicken cheeser.
What's a chicken cheeser?
Oh, it's got half a pound of halloumi.
Half a pound. Why are we talking pounds?
Because that's how they say. I don't know. It sounds more grand. Half a pound of halloumi.
Half a pound.
How much is half a pound?
Well, imagine what grams? A quarter pounder is.
Oh, a pound.
And half a pound of halloumi.
In a single. Could be something like that.
I'm
calling
bullshit.
They use a term pound.
They're not using half a pound.
220 grams.
Oh, no, that's fine then.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Of halloumi.
The thing feels like it's a kilo.
So why does it?
But it doesn't, the cell of, two. We have 220 grams. Half a pound sounds epic.
Yeah.
Can you look up Big Chicken Cheese Oasis Bakery ingredients and see what's in there? So it's got that, it's got chicken, it's got chips inside, it's got barbecue sauce. It's phenomenal. But I walked into the shop the other week and so many people there. It's like the busier somewhere is, the more you kind of just get into your own zone because I'm just hoping I don't see anyone. And I walk in.
Oh, so you think that too? I feel like you are either becoming more like me or you're just revealing your cards more.
No, I think it depends. I'm a human. I feel different ways, different times, but I can flick back into, so I can go into a big space and go, who do I know here? Who could I speak to? Like, I'm in a mood to speak to people, anyone. I'll talk to anyone.
Oh, so you want to speak to
sometimes,
someone?
Okay, sometimes. Sometimes I love a chat.
So the other part is,
don't want to chat.
Hopefully I don't see anyone.
Yeah, I'm in my head.
What does it take to be like, I don't see someone?
Oh, I'm probably tired. I'm just more in my head.
That's normally when you do see people, though, is when you
But I've got no problem with I can flick back real quick. So I can feel, I can make myself cool. Like I did, it's what I think, but then when it happens, I'm like, whatever.
A couple of bros and you're feeling good. Hey, bro. Yeah, I'm back.
No, but this girl, she came towards me. Tommy! I'm just looking at her, just trying to gauge where I know her from. I was like, hey, and you go into it, you enter into it so that you give yourself, microseconds to work this shit out. Mm-hmm. I didn't work out her name, but I remember where she was. She lived in Shepparton.
Okay.
And she was lovely and she worked at a coffee shop that I used to go to.
That's nice.
And so I was kind of like, but it took me a while, but I was thinking maybe the approach with that kind of shit, I know it's awkward, but it's like your name has escaped in my mind. Like if I just said that straight up, like if that's the response. So it's not bro, it's like, hey.
Hey, bro. Beg your pardon?
The people I don't do it with is the clients that I trained when I was a personal trainer. Mm. Where they gave me all this money and I gave them a lot of time and we were one-on-one and I've just totally forgotten most of their names. Like it's just years ago. So I don't think I'd do it with them. But do you think – just what would you do? Because that's awkward. That's entering into a more awkward zone by saying your name has escaped my mind.
I think I've gotten better at greetings.
Would you agree? Yeah, definitely. I think it's probably hanging around me.
Mm. But I think now that I'm cool with it, I think that I'm realizing, like I'm outside of my anxieties. I get to experience other people's awkwardness.
If you can pull yourself present into it and go, like, nothing bad really is going to happen from this.
Jack came in the other day.
Jack Post.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll say I've got it and I didn't post it, but I will today.
Can I watch it? Well, because Jack will never start with a hug, and I push back on it by being like, "Fuck, we've been mates for a long time. I'm going to always go for a hug. Every time he goes for a handshake, I'm going to be like, mate.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not, and give baby a hug.
It sounds awkward, and I captured the most awkward moment of this.
Well, why the Jack fuck were you filming it? How did that happen?
Because I knew it was going to be awkward. If there's one thing, it's
Jack and you Josh. And
Jack, Jack Post and Josh Jansen.
It's a narrow door.
It could be. You could do the awkward hour, the podcast.
Well, there's definitely. It's a. Can I watch it? I just haven't seen it.
We have to play it now on this video. So yeah. Mr. 97 is just going to be work cut out
big
for
work.
Him.
Fuck. Are you going to be okay? Yeah, do we need right. extra staff, or are you going to be good?
Just keep talking. I'll work this out.
Don't tell me what to do. No, but the problem is that it is quite a narrow door. But I think part of it is, you know, you can fall into the hug that like, oh, every time I see someone, I hug them hello or whatever. And I think that I've just been okay not – like I think part of it is I will myself into it so I can't feel the moment because I've like – I worked out 2 days ago before I saw them what I'm going to do.
Conspiracy Jimmy, my best mate, he had his son's birthday the other day and his wife – they've been together since we were 17. I used to date his wife's mate. Yeah. And so my point is I've known his wife for a long time.
Yeah.
I know what she looks like. Mm-hmm. Her sister looks very similar to her though.
Oh no.
And so I walked into the party. I didn't say her name, but I embraced for a hug
more than
with
you.
with the sort of not passion, wrong word, with the knowledge that it was Ankara, Jane, yeah, sure. Conspiracy Jimmy's wife.
She'd get it all the time.
It was at the hug and the resistance she was giving me. It wasn't like resistance, but it was like...
Sounds like resistance.
I kept it going too long. Uh-huh. And at that moment, I realized this is the sister.
Did you say anything in that moment or no?
No. Because I don't think she would have realized. When I kissed... It was like, he liked... Yeah, that was a nice hug.
I had a nice kiss with your mum.
Did you, mate?
Yeah. The closest thing you could get to kiss on the lips without being on the lips.
Really?
Yeah, it was nice. It was sort of like if I was using, like I'm just, like it was around there.
Oh, that's getting close.
It's very close.
Was it a mistake or you went in?
Oh, I think your mum intended it to be that way, which I'm cool with, which I was like, you know what? That was nice. Well, we had a nice lunch. It's all true.
Yeah. I've kissed my auntie on the lips quite a few times. It's like she goes for it, puckers up. There's a woman I know that loves a lip kiss. Loves it.
Is her name Amy or?
No. This is, she's very.
Works at the bakery? What the fuck is this?
No, just a friend, a woman I've known for a long time.
Why are you being so weird about it?
Oh, just because it sounds weird. Now
are you an escort?
Anyway, here we go. This is.
Oh, wait. I need to fucking
right,
view
okay,
it.
Okay. Mason will show it up yeah, right well, between
okay,
us.
Okay, here we go. All hey, right. Well, I'll do it look. For the guys as well so the guys can okay. see. Here we go.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good. That was awkward.
Clear. The reason why it's awkward is because I'm on the fucking stairs. I'm three steps up.
No.
You need to get Jack's permission, surely, before you put that up.
No way. No way.
It's brand damaging for both of us.
No. That's completely fine.
I'll text him.
Okay. We can text him. I mean, I did say at the end of that, I gotcha. I got it. That was the most awkward thing. And I got it on camera.
That's the thing. If I've learned anything, especially from Conspiracy Jimmy.
Yes.
The worst thing you can do in situations is be like, oh, that's awkward. That's the awkward bit.
What?
Saying it's awkward.
That was awkward, wasn't it? You could say that.
But everything's awkward all the time.
Yeah, but it's like if you.
It's a killer. It is a vibe killer.
What about like when this gets into relationships? Like when Mr. 97's on a date and he goes in and he. Butts her head and
what is that like?
Not that that's happened.
I'm saying, yeah, of course it's not happened, mate. I know. I'm saying when you do experience those things, it's bound to happen, like bumping lips. It's like, it's okay to then say, like just calling a spade, that was fucked. That was horrible. You know, this shit happens. And if you can air it, then I think it's fine. Like I think you're saying it gets even worse if you say that was weird.
Yeah, I think so.
It'd probably for you.
Like no.
Probably for you. Say.
No, I think in general, saying it's awkward is all of a sudden telling the other person we are judging the scenario.
Yeah, and we are. Everyone's judging every scenario as we go. And if it's just like airing it, I think the voice, it's not malicious saying that was awkward.
What
like,
I love.
Oh, Bit awkward.
Well, the thing I think what I love is that you and I have different filters.
Yeah.
So it's like me going hard on Jordan yesterday for his health issues. Mm. For you, that's like you're getting closer.
No, I actually just gauge his.
I mean, yeah, of course he's a bit uncomfortable with it. He has to blend his food every day to eat at the moment, but he's getting around it.
Yeah.
And the other thing, remember he was trolling me. That was one of, like, I asked for a snippet of that bit. He was trolling me. About shit as well.
Yeah, I guess we're constantly reading the scenario.
And we read, I think that's maybe the thing.
Yeah.
We have different languages in the way we read stuff.
Oh, we definitely read stuff differently.
Which is good.
Well, you want to, because otherwise it would have been two blokes on his podcast harassing him about his food.
Yeah. Just eat the burger.
Yeah.
But then after
use the sippy cup? No, he didn't say that, but I could imagine. That's what would happen. It'd get real fucking inappropriate.
Well, but after the show, he was into the idea because he then said to his partner, Lauren,
yeah.
What was the first thing he said when he got off
what
the show?
What do you do when you've just had a bloke talk to you for 15 minutes about an idea?
Just roasted.
Do you just ignore it? I think he's like entering into like, oh, I've just got to, my wife or my fiance. How about that?
No, I think he definitely was into it. No, because he was like, oh, Lauren, the guys think that maybe I could have like solid foods for the first time on their show and have a paramedic. And what he actually said, what he said was that it was a positive thing because he'd been reading Tony Robbins. And what they'd been saying is it's all like you need to actually like realize the absurdity of it.
Yeah, so jolting yourself out of your own anxieties.
And so what he appreciated was that I said, hey, let's get a paramedic.
Or the alternative is that by you highlighting his illness.
Well, when you call it an illness.
It is an illness.
But that plays into his health anxiety. He doesn't have an illness.
Okay, so he doesn't have it. But when you highlight it, there is... You're trivializing it,
which I
get that he's trying to go, no, people have told me that I've been trivializing it, but the whole illness is based on him
psychological
thinking it's a thing.
Sure. Maybe it's because I'm a little bit sort of fucked up in the head. I don't mind.
I think when you gauge an awkward situation, you can...
Double down.
Mm.
It's one of my favorite things to do, which isn't the best quality when you have a podcast and it goes out. But IBS, as an irritable bowel syndrome... As a concept, I've felt a lot of humor around because of my mate Nathan.
Yeah,
I guess. Like the diabetes thing. Like him and I can laugh at it because it's like, bro, you fucking ate cereal for 30 years of your life laughing about it. And now look like you're fucked.
Yeah, yeah. I guess we're getting towards times where you can't joke about anything.
But the thing is like that's different. I think there's difference. Type 2 diabetes that's created from Nathan, who specifically is very much like, look at me, I'm invincible. Like,
I'm eating fuck shit.
Or like, oh, geez, hopefully this doesn't give me diabetes. Like getting the call from him being like, man, yeah, I've got diabetes.
I think for any individual, I don't think the instant go-to, this is a funny situation. Mm. I think that would probably either be the first thing, but then at still some point they need to fucking realize
The seriousness of what's
happening to then go, all right, now I've got options. It's grieving. It's fucking realizing, shit, my situation isn't amazing. Yeah. Now what?
Well, and I think that was one of the criticisms that Bree used to have of me, which is that my perspective on things is, wouldn't it be funny if in a movie someone said this?
Yeah. Well, it's the all for content. You've and been so ABCing would, yeah. since you were fucking born.
And so I'm always looking at that where it's like, like this would actually, like in the context of a stand-up bit or something like that, that'd be really funny. Like there are people who can joke about cancer and can joke about all that sort of thing.
Usually it's on a stage.
Yeah, but it's like when you do it as it's, but I think that's a coping mechanism too.
Definitely. It's like you saying, you know, the...
What have I said?
You know, just around funerals and, you know, you don't like... Like some people laugh at funerals because they fucking, it's some weird sort of... display. It's like it's their emotional response and they can't help it.
Yeah.
You know, it's an unusual thing.
But I can get into the giggles with stuff.
I can definitely get into the giggles. I giggled yesterday. I can't actually say that.
No, I'll tell you after. No, don't tell me after.
I can't tell you after. Okay. I'll tell you after.
Yeah, if we've learned anything, I'm not going to ask. have you guys laughed at anything that you regret? 97 or 3D deal? That's low level enough that you can mention on the podcast?
No, I think the funniest things are just when you're getting told off at school from teachers, from like interrupting the whole class, and then it's your whole table that's just pissing themselves.
I forget that that was his reality only 1 year
ago. Exactly. Yeah, we're talking to the class clown of 2018.
3D deal?
I was on the plane over here and I was listening to a comedy special and the guy was making baby jokes and sitting right next to me is this newborn baby.
Yeah. Oh.
And the guy's talking about like dropping babies downstairs, complete irresponsibility of parents. And I'm like, I'm just looking at these two. Like I should not be laughing. There's a newborn baby right next to me.
That's actually Dylan wanting to do that, but then realizing.
Well, the baby was good. Like the baby was like, was well behaved.
I told you about how I laughed. My mum and I.
Oh, yeah.
The woman you kissed.
Yes.
Josh kissed my mum. That's the name of the episode.
I wouldn't kiss and tell. Will you? That could be a good bit on the show.
Yeah.
Kiss. TDTS bits. You kissing my mum.
Oh, my God. Imagine we do a sting. Actually, it's not really a sting. I've got to get permission from my wife because it's cheating on it. Me going in for a lip kiss with your mum.
But then, no, you can't do that nowadays. Definitely can't do that.
That's too much?
Yeah, well, it's the
equivalent. What about if I get there? No, it's not a random person.
I'm sure I've seen. No, you can't do it. I think it's like we go, haha, it's funny. But I'm sure like red carpet sort of stuff, there's been Angelina Jolie, like going in for the person's moved. And then
you know,
like,
someone did as Will Smith and Will Smith slapped them in the face.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not, you can't do.
Yeah, I don't want to get slapped by Liam. That's a shit idea.
This is the good thing is like we. Radio stunts. This is why radio's been in trouble because the gronks behind the scenes were us working on this shit. Like, do you know what would be really funny?
Yeah, don't you think? I get that it's like, it's probably not the best idea, but it's kind of light. I reckon your mum would love it. I reckon it'd be kind of funny. Don't think? We won't do it, but I think, Liam, if you want the kiss and you've watched this, just ask.
But that's what you should do too. You should ask.
I was just telling my mum and I, my grandfather passed away at 100 years old.
Mm. Fucking good life.
Unbelievable. If I can get close to that, I'm happy.
How was he like the last 10 years? Was he?
Oh, he was cracking jokes. Like he was old school. He was, you know, he'd served in the war, used to wear that sort of old school attire. You know, the quilt was on his bed every day and his house was very perfect.
What's the old school attire? Like just like
old school attire, like trousers, shirt, you know, like sort of old shoes.
Like hipsters.
It's not a, hipsters are rocking my 100-year-old grandpa's attire.
The Selvos.
That is true.
The Selvos had 50% off books when 3D Dill and I went to get bowls.
What's that got to do with anything?
Selvos. Anything?
But what has it got to do with anything?
Well, I just didn't buy any books.
Am I not telling a story? Does the books have anything to do with my story?
No, it was more just a tangent.
Okay. So anyway.
Are you proud of me?
Proud of you for what?
Not buying books.
Yeah.
No, I actually would have preferred you to buy books there because you would have saved money than Amazon.
Yeah. It was.
All right, we're not going into that tangent. Sorry.
$3 for a book, made it $1.50.
That's
cheap. Nice.
That's cheap. That's cheap. Anyway, so we're in the room. My grandfather passed away. And have you been around someone, a dead body?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
Mr. 97?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Deal?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's sort of this like...
What a fun poll to do. Well, come on, guys, who's seen a dead body? Hands up.
No, I think not everyone's experienced shit. Yeah, how many funerals you've been to?
Yeah.
Like how many friends have you had die? Like not everyone has had this shit happen in their life. So that's what I'm trying to gauge. Because it's an unusual experience. It's kind of surreal. It's like a lifeless body is very, very sort of, you know, sobering.
Yeah.
Because it makes you think about how much we're just like a vessel.
Well, right? I was even think about people who deal with like road trauma and shit.
Oh, my God. Paramedics.
Yeah.
Pay them more.
Yeah.
Jeez. Anyway, what was amazing is when we got there, I felt him and he was warm. And by the time we left, I felt him and he was cold, which is fucking crazy. Anyway, he passed away and his mouth was open. Like it must be a thing that happens.
Yeah. Did they explain why? Like, is it because it's just like all contracting?
Your body goes into rigor mortis.
Yeah.
And so it's just... The muscle must just relax, mouth is open. And we get in there and it's a moment where mum and I are sort of holding each other and it was really nice. He's old and he's gone and was on good terms, you know. And so I just,
You've got such a good way of words.
I'm with mum.
Good terms.
Good terms. I mean, 100 years.
He didn't stare someone down and go, you get stabbed.
Yeah, but that's bad terms.
Bad terms.
If I come to the hospital and you're fucking gone, yeah, exactly. Because that bike got
you. Bunnings. Bad terms. Good 100 years?
Good terms. Good terms.
It's a good term.
Good contract.
Did he get a letter, by the way?
He got a letter from the Queen, but we had to. You have to submit. It's an arduous process. So anyway, mum and I are standing there. And I just see her reach over with her hand and trying to start to close his mouth. And she puts it up and it comes down again. And at that moment, she went again. And I just said, Mum. And I started laughing and she started laughing. And it was that moment where it's like, this is so outrageous what you're trying to do. And we're just feeling emotion. And we're holding each other and sort of like crying and sort of laughing at the same time. It was just bizarre. It was bizarre.
Yeah, I feel like I remember in like school one of the things that Ambos and stuff, you know how like the fireys come and teach you about fire safety and all that sort of thing.
Stop, drop and roll.
Yeah, one of the things is they're like, if you've fallen in the shower or whatever, and you're hurt, don't try and fucking get into your clothes. Like, because people are like, oh fuck, the paramedics are coming, so they try and fucking dress the person who's fucking fallen over or whatever.
Yeah,
like the paramedics are used to it.
There's some a friend of mine's brother's a paramedic. Told me a story. My friend told me a story that he went to a brothel, and a guy was nude in the shower and fell through some glass, and it just did this huge 30-centimeter just laceration down his back, and he said that as he's wheeling him out, he's like, please don't tell my mum. Please don't tell my mum. He must have just been off his face. Fucking hell. What a way. Bad contract.
What do you say? What a way. Did he die?
What a way to just go out anyway. Go out of a brothel.
Yeah, you don't want to be yelling going out of a brothel as a general rule.
You want to be pretty satisfied, yeah. I think.
If you enjoy the bullshit that we talk about, please give us a review on the Apple Podcasts/iTunes. App. Tomorrow is Fat Fridays, which means I think it will be an Australiana-themed Fat Fridays, Caramello Koalas.
Yeah, first Fat Friday that 3D Deal is here for
meat
sure.
Pie.
Yeah, I reckon meat pie. Solid one. Have you actually had a meat pie 3D Deal?
No. Oh, amazing. Never.
Amazing. I mean, start there. World's his oyster.
Anything, any other bit of food? Vegemite's fine.
I mean, you looked over at the New Zealander.
Well, he knows. He's fucking been here for how long? How many years?
12, maybe.
Yeah.
That's enough. All right.
That's enough as in the show.
Both.
Today's talk show. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you guys.